Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for joining Superstar Radio with your host, LaShawn Suber. I hope that your evening is going well on this nice rainy day. Hope that everybody had a great day this morning. It's hump day, so I'm broadcasting from the fabulous Somerset Studios, and I am excited to be here. I would also like to always introduce our program director. She works very hard in getting our guests and social media and different topics. So I'd like to welcome our beautiful program director, Brittany Thomas Suber, and she's also responsible for social media, the guests, the topics, and one of our superstar reporters. So, Brittany, how are you?
I'm doing good. Good evening, and happy hump day, everybody.
I'm sitting here with my daughter. Okay, all right. How is she doing?
She's good. We're ready for the show. We want to know about career.
Oh, okay. Well, let me give you information. Let me give some information on Superstar Entertainment. You know what? We had a wonderful show last week, and I want to thank everybody who attended the line last week. We just had a fabulous premiere first show. So for those of you who doesn't know any information on Superstar Entertainment, it was founded by my husband, Jeff Suber. He's the founder, the CEO, producer, extraordinaire, and DJ. And Superstar Entertainment is actually growing, you guys. So we manage two DJs, which is DJ Out of Control, which is Jeff Suber Jr., DJ Breezy, Brianna. We have a talented vocalist, Jen, and musician who plays keyboards, bass, drums, Antoine Green. He does it all. And along with their bands, you guys. So stay tuned on information about Superstar Entertainment. So with our bands, oh, my gosh. So we have rehearsal here Mondays and Wednesdays. Yeah, Wednesdays. So we have rehearsal tonight. It's off the chain. It's gorgeous. It's beautiful. The music is beautiful, and it's hype. So what we're going to start doing is we're going to have people come to our actual rehearsal studio to hear our band. So stay tuned for that. And so, Brittany, have you heard the band? Brittany, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I did hear them, and they sound pretty good. I'm so excited about this new band that we got going and all the new activities and new ventures that we're taking on.
Okay. All right, good. So in the meantime, let you know, guys, I told somebody this today. I said, it's funny how my neighbors probably think my house is crazy because I have all this stuff going on with the band, with our family stuff, and it's just out of control. But it's wonderful. It's great. So stay tuned for our live shows that we're going to have for Superstar Entertainment and what we have going on. So I want to start off with a scripture of the day, and this is brought to you by Helen Wade, and she wants us to do the scripture of the day. And I think it's very fitting because of the times that we live in. We have to make sure that we stay prayed up all the time because all the stuff is going on with, you know, the kneeling of the knee. And it's not about the flag. It's not about the flag. But all this, what Trump has done to the country. So it's so important that we pray every day. So the scripture of the day is, the Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and great mercy. And if you want these scriptures sent to you personally, she would be happy to do so. And you can email me at superstarent@yahoo.com. That's superstarent@yahoo.com, and I will pass this information on. So thank you, Helen, for this information. And just to let you guys know, this platform is for everybody. So if you have any concerns, any questions, let me know, because you guys are live. You guys don't have to press any buttons. Just talk, and we can answer your questions. Is that okay? So, Britt, if you have some questions or need answers on the line, yes, have some questions, please let us know. So also, this platform is about celebrations, anniversaries, and birthdays. So anybody celebrating anything, if you graduated from refrigeration school or you're getting a PhD, this is for you. We want to celebrate because that's important. If that's important to you, then that's going to be important to us, okay? So a little bit about last week's show was crazy. So we had an excellent premiere first show. Thanks again to Tay Ford, if you're listening. She is the executive director of a Village of Wings nonprofit, and they had an excellent fashion show last week. And DJ Breezy was the DJ. And myself and my husband, oh, my goodness, it was so professional. It was so well put together. The kids were outstanding. It was packed. And they also had a skit about bullying. It was an anti-bullying fashion show. They had a skit about bullying, and they actually engaged the crowd as well. I did not realize how many people actually my age have been bullied. Bullying is a very serious thing. Bullying, you can have cyberbullying. You can have bullying in the workplace. So you can be an adult and be bullied. So I was amazed at how many adults raised their hand and want to talk about how long or that they've been bullied before. And that's not cool because, as we know, bullying leads to suicide a lot of times. So thank you so much for that. I really appreciate that and attending that special event. And also, if you have any events coming up, please let us know. I'll be happy to say that on Superstar Radio. So are we ready for our topic of the day? The topic of the day is career planning. Thank you. Because I'm in an employment field, I get so many people asking me about career advice, and that's something that I love to do because that's not ever going to go out of style. Your career planning could be anything from going back to school to transferring to another position or getting a promotion. How do you go about doing those things? So tonight we're going to discuss that because I get people asking me about resumes, like, what should my resume look like? I have 5 pages. How long should it go back? So we're going to talk about all that tonight. So, again, if you have any questions you want to ask, you guys are actually live, and so you can actually go ahead and talk. So that's not a problem. So if you want to just go ahead and talk or just say something, please let me know because this is a learning process for everybody, for me too. So to start off, I am a certified career development facilitator. And what that is I am certified to sit down and talk to you, almost like a career counselor. So to ask you, you know, what are your plans? What do you plan on doing? You want to go back to school? You want to get more skills to get a promotion? So I can actually physically sit down and talk to you about those things. So career planning is a 4-step process. You may still be in school. You may be an adult adding on skills or about to change your career. So it's a continuation of process. So you need to think about your interests, your values, your skills, and your preferences, exploring life and work and learning options available to you. So what fits for you? What's your personal circumstances? So you need to fine-tune this and figure out how you can manage the change in your life and the world of work. So we do have a couple of steps that you can do, and you feel free to write these stuff down, email me, let me know, so we can talk about this because everybody knows, I see all the callers, and I thank you guys, but I've had a million billion jobs, and I'm not ashamed to say that. You're laughing, Brittany, but okay, I had a million billion jobs, but each job and with my degree has helped me to get more money, and more money. Right now, or to be able to be flexible. I work from home twice a week. I've had jobs where I work from home 5 days a week. So I go grocery shopping. I get my nails done, but I still get my job done too. And my employer trusts me that I know how to do that. And so to begin into that, this is a series, so we can't get through all of the career planning all tonight. But in this series, we're going to talk a little bit about the resume. But it's interviewing, it's negotiating, because some people sell themselves short negotiating, right? So they're not going to ever pay us what we're worth anyway. But if we can get close to it, you can always negotiate, especially if you've got the education, the skills, the background, and experiences. So we're going to get into all that as the series go by. So knowing yourself, so that's step one. So begin to think about where you are now, right? What you want to be when you grow up and how you're going to get there. Some people may want to be entrepreneurs, and I'm going to have a bunch of entrepreneurs on the show to tell people how they got started and their success for getting started. Because I heard on the radio today, it's more African-American women starting businesses than ever before, and that's absolutely wonderful. So kudos to anybody who has their own business, African-American women, they're doing it. So once you thought about that, where you are and where you want to be, now you can work on getting your skills and interests and values. if you're at a job and you see your job is kind of going nowhere, and you say, I want to be in management, act like you're a manager. Take on those leadership skills. Shadow that person without them actually knowing. So take mental notes of your manager if you have a great manager, or you find you a great manager and say, or if you have a bad manager, you know not what to do, okay? So you ask yourself, where am I at now? Where do I want to be? What do I want out of a job or a career? And that's another thing. You can turn a career, you can turn a job into a career. So some people, oh, I got a job. No, you want a career. You want something that's fulfilling to you that you can be proud of. What are your strengths? What's important to you? It may be organization. It may be delegating. So find your strengths. It may be managing. It may be leading. Everybody can't be a manager. Am I right? Anybody? Somebody? Everybody can't be a manager. Right. I've had the best. What was that?
Right.
I've had the best of the best, and I've had the worst of the worst. So I know exactly what it is to be a great manager or to have a horrible manager. I know that. At the end of all these steps, you will have a clear idea of your work or learning a goal and your individual preferences. So my suggestion to you is to write this information down. When you write this information down, it's almost like one of those vision boards for a career. So when you write this down, you keep it in the journal. You can even keep it on a book, the vision board, and it shows you where you are now, where you want to be, and where you want to go. I talked to someone today, and they want to make sure that their business is profitable because they want to leave their business to their kids and their grandchildren. And I think that's an excellent, excellent idea because we have to make sure that we are securing our families because our other counterparts do that. So they make sure that their kids know their business, how to run it with the books and everything. So we need to do that to our children too if that's what you want to do. So step two in this process is finding out. And this step is exploring the occupations and learning across the interests that you have. A lot of people go to college and they get degrees. And I've heard some people say, oh, my gosh, they have a college degree, but they're not doing anything. But what did they major in? Because if you major in pottery, I'm not knocking anybody's degree, pottery, art history, what are you trying to do? Fashion. What are you trying to do? You need to major in some of the hardcore majors to make sure that your degree is going to be utilized because your mom and dad or even you paid a lot of money for those degrees or liberal arts. I am a senior talent acquisition specialist for iLogic, and we're a contract house to Chrysler. So Chrysler only hires degree people. I had someone send me a resume saying, hey, can you get my friend's son a job because he just graduated from Michigan State. Congratulations from graduating Michigan State. He has an engineering degree. Okay, so can you send me his information? So the person sent the information. His degree was in applied arts. What's that? That was too vague. So when I talked to this young man, he couldn't really pinpoint exactly what he wanted to do. And unfortunately, we have to be specific about what we're going into. So if it's engineering, if it's human resources, nursing, it has to be some type of hardcore major for us to get a solid position, you know. So I hope I'm not losing anybody because this is some good stuff that I've experienced personally. So you take an action plan. You find out what you want to do. You explore occupations. Where are the gaps? Because it can be some gaps and lapses of different things. So where are the gaps? Like, what do you need to be? So you need to fill those gaps. So what are the options that you have to gain those skills and qualify for these occupations? And what skills do I have? You have to have the skills and the experiences. One of my most fulfilling jobs was a employment specialist at Development Center. I love that job. And shout out to the Development Center, all my friends there, all the participants, I still love them. But I saw a lot of girls want to be CNAs. CNAs are certified nursing assistants, which is a stepping stone. Don't get me wrong, but don't stop at a CNA. Let's make that into a nurse. right? So if you're having, if you have a passion about helping people and passing medication, let's get to that nursing. Let's get to that nursing because it's all phases of nursing. So let's go to that next level. So that's what I'm talking about when gaining skills and the qualifications. Step three is making a decision. This step involves comparing your options, narrowing down your choices. What decisions and what options do I have? So we are all worth so much more than what the employers want to pay us. We have good skills. We have good, solid experience. We can talk to people. So we want to get that money so that we can talk to people or gain that experience. I hope my mom is listening because we had a conversation a long time ago when I was in college. My mother has a degree in social work, and I was in college at the same time. And being a young person, 18, 20 in college, of course, the one thing you want to do is get paid, right? I want to make the big bucks. And so when I looked up social work, I said, Mom, why would you want to be a social worker? They don't make a lot of money. And she said, how do you know I'm in it for the money? I said, wow, that was interesting. You have to be in it for life. You have to want to do it. She knew that the occupation itself didn't make a lot of money, but it was fine for her because she did it because she loved it. And that's another thing. You have to do something that you love. Can you imagine going to a job every day that you hate or going to a job that's nowhere? You can't go anywhere but to that job every single day. That's awful. That's really awful. But you may can turn that job into a career with the right skills, the right background, the right everything. So I want to take some callers. I want to take some questions from the audience before I move on. So everybody is off right now, so nobody is muted. So if you want to come on and ask some questions, and we can talk about it.
I was dangerous. This guy.
Is that somebody want to come on the air?
I don't know. He's not the type, but shit, I hope not.
Hello?
Still have to mute the phone there. That caller didn't know they were on the air.
So right, we are on the air live.
You're live. So if you have a question, just start talking. If you don't have a question, I would suggest you mute the phone.
So any questions so far? Do you guys want me to keep on going? So I just got a call.
I think
call.
We're okay to proceed.
Oh, okay. And who is this talking?
Maisha.
Hi, Maisha. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, good. Do you have a question, concern? Where do you work? What do you do?
Oh, I did have a question or concern. I was telling the person who wasn't muted to mute their phone. My name is Maisha Johnson. For those of you who I don't know on the radio show, I am a team leader for purchase communication at Quicken Loans.
Okay, and how long have you been there?
I've been there for 5.5 years.
Okay. Is that a dream job of yours, just a job, or can you make that out of a career?
No, it's definitely something that can be made into a career, depending on what you want to put into it and what you want to get out of it. So I started in May of 2012 as an intern, and at the time, to me, it was just a job. I was graduating from University of Michigan. I intended just to work there for a few months while I got started with grad school at Wayne State, and I never left. It turned into a career for me, and I love it.
Okay, great, great. So is it true that you guys work hard there, like hard?
We definitely work hard, but we get paid for our hard work. I'll say that.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Maisha, for coming on. I hope you enjoy the rest of the show. And like I said before, we are live. Anybody can ask any type of questions because this is for us. This is for us to grow. And usually when people, like, this is October, so we're going into the holiday month. So companies are on, they're about to start doing the holiday thing. When I say holiday thing, you have managers going on vacation, people really not caring about hiring. But this is the time of year to get it together if that's the case for 2018. We want you to come out the gate just hit the ground running for 2018. And this could be, you know, a job or a business that you want to start. So this is a great time to start, you know, dust off that old resume, update that resume so we can kind of get things going and find out where we want to do in our career. And so a lot of times people change careers, right? I've been in HR since, I forgot the year, but this is going to sound so funny. When I started in HR, O.J. Simpson was on trial. So what year was that? 94? 95? O.J., right? So I just remember being in a small staffing agency. It wasn't big as my dining room here, and we had the low accounts. And I was as a customer service rep at Ford Motor Company at one time, and I think I started off making like $15 an hour, and that was really good for a 22-year-old, but I wasn't happy. So for me to get my foot in the door, mind you, I have my own place. For me to get myself in the door, I applied for this little small staffing agency, and then, like I said, the room was so small. So I went from like $15 an hour, it had to be about 13, 14, almost 15, to $8 an hour. That was a big jump, you guys. But I had to go backwards to go forward. Why? Because now I'm in HR. My degree is HR. So sometimes you have to go backwards. You have to go forward to make sure that this is what you want to do. And this is such a fulfilling career for me because I love it. I love the resumes. And people think it's funny, but a resume is a story to me. I love reading resumes. It's a little goofy, but that's just me. People love customer service. People love to manage people. I love resumes. So we have to make sure that this is something that we love to do, because we only get one life to do it. Why be miserable doing it? And so if you are a janitor, you'd be the best janitor ever. If you are a teacher, and I know it's really hard to be a teacher right now, but be the best teacher ever. So you can be the best at whatever you do in your own field, or you can make it bigger. So that leads me to the next step, which is taking action of a situation. So now we have we're finding out, we have made decisions. We also had what's most important to us, now taking action. And here is where you start your plan and get into action. If you're in the market of being we just talked to that caller, Maisha. She works at Quicken Loans. I don't know what the next step is for her. But if she say, okay, I want to be a manager now. How do I become a manager? I don't know what they call it at Quicken Loans anymore. I want to be a manager. She's going to set her sights on being a manager. How can I get to that point? You know, I need to let, and a lot of companies have career pathing. I need to let someone know this is what I want to do. I've been here since 2012. She started as an intern. I want to be a manager now. How do I make that next step? And how do I make that next step possible? So we have to sometimes step out on faith. We have to pray, and we have to have a darn good resume to make it happen. So if we did our steps and our actions and we create our plan, now it's time to execute our plan into our career planning. Okay. So I'm going to pause again. Any questions? Anybody want to say anything about that? Brittany House, you have any questions so far?
Yeah, I have a few questions when it comes to resumes. Now, do you need a cover letter?
Yes. And you know why?
Why?
Because 99.9% of people would just send a resume. A cover letter sets you from apart. You have to realize it's a lot of competition. So you can send out 100 resumes and get maybe one or two calls, because there's so much competition. Anything you can do to set yourself apart, plus the cover letter is supposed to be tailored to that specific company. I've gotten cover letters from other companies from people because they forget to change the name. When companies see that their name is black and white, iLogic Incorporated, I'm like, dang, they took the time out to do that. And specifically, Dear Mrs. Suber, dear hiring manager, you know, that's very important. So, yes, please include a cover letter with your resume. It's really important. It sets you apart, because people just, okay, let me just send my resume. So I suggest that you send a cover letter. That's a very good question. We have any more questions?
Yes, how many pages do you need for a resume?
Great question. And hi, and how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. Can you state your name?
My name is Helen Way.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Helen, for joining our call, and thank you for the scripture. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
In terms of pages, yes. You want to have it to be at least, we want to get everything on one, but it's hard to because of all the experiences we have. But 2 pages is sufficient, and you only go back until 10 years. Let me say that again. 1 page is great. 2 is acceptable. Go back 10 years. It's funny, Helen, because I looked at a resume today. I'm looking for an application developer for my own company. This guy sent a resume. He went all the way back to 1977.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I was born in 69. He went back to 77. And it's a lot to read for a recruiter. A recruiter can sum up a resume in about 30 seconds or less because we're looking for keywords in a resume that we're looking for the job, okay? You don't want to put on, oh, I love fishing, I like gardening. Don't put your picture on it. Don't give your Social Security number. Just give the information because all the rest of the stuff is just stuff. People put references on resumes. Take that off because that's taking up space. If a person can't give a reference, something's wrong with that candidate. Everybody can give references. And I always tell people with your references, have somebody to call your references to see what people are saying about you before you give their name and number because you never know. You have haters out there. Oh, she getting another job. It's closer. It's a work from home. People can hate on you about that. And so you want to make sure you're giving people the right type of references for your company. I mean for you to represent you. Because I've called references from who is this? Why should get my name? Really?
Wow.
And the stories that I tell, the stories that I'm telling on my show are the things that I've experienced. I'm not making anything up because I've been in this business over 20 years. I told you when OJ was on trial. So I've been in this business for a long time, so you can't make this stuff up. So, yes, you don't want to have more than 2 pages on a resume. Did that help you?
All right. Thank you.
You are welcome. And thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you'll tune back in. Okay? So if you don't have a long-term career plan, you can have a short-term career plan. So you can focus on a specific time frame. Okay, so in 6 months, I would like to be in human resources in 6 months, I could say. Or I want to be the human resource director in 6 months. So you work towards that goal, and you set a six-month goal. So you have to analyze your current and your future lifestyle. Are you happy with your current lifestyle? Do you want to maintain it or change it? Be sure to identify your key characteristic, and that is key of your ideal lifestyle. Does your current career path allow you the lifestyle you seek? So you need to seek out positions that you can keep up with your current lifestyle. You're used to a certain lifestyle. You want to go up. You don't want to go down. But you also want to make sure that you're getting your salary that you deserve. So if you're used to getting salary plus commission and this company, the company that you're seeking, do not have a commission base or a commission rate, you need to combine your salary and commission and say, okay, Mr. Hiring Manager, I'm used to making $75,000. That's including commission and salary because some people don't have commission structures. So you need to make sure, and the best time to negotiate, the best time is after they say, you're hired, we'd like to make you an offer. That's when you negotiate. Do not negotiate prior to because you can knock yourself out. Because what employers want to do, they first of all, they don't want to pay you. They don't. We don't want to pay people what they're worth. So we try to penny pinch every step of the way. But a smart person would negotiate, again, your talents, your experience, and your skills. And you can negotiate anything from salary to benefits to vacation. So everything is negotiable. For your benefits, a lot of times a company will pay you for not taking their benefits because a benefit package is about $5,000 or more per employee. So you're actually saving them money And some employers will say, okay, well, we'll give it back to you in your salary. It all depends on the company. But that's for the, if your husband or your spouse, your wife have benefits, you can negotiate that and get a higher salary. So you can also analyze your likes and your dislikes and what kind of activities that you're looking for in a current job or career path. Analyze your passions. What type of company? You have to research the company. So you can have a company that's boring or you know somebody that's working there. You can have, oh, my gosh, we have so much fun here. We have a company picnic. We do different things with the company. That company is on the rise, and they care about their employees. If you find out a company doesn't have, like, any type of activity or any or team-oriented, you kind of want to stay away from that because you're not going to be happy. You want to be happy where you work at because you're at work more than you're at home. So you see your people at work more than you see your people, your family. So you have to always realize that. Analyze your passions because your passions can be an entrepreneur type of position, job or company or business. So is there anyone on the line who felt that a 9-to-5 was not for them and they wanted to seek their own company and explore their own company? Do we have any entrepreneurs on the line?
Yes.
And who is this?
Hi, this is Tisha Johnson.
Hi, Tisha. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the Superstar Radio Show.
Thank you.
And are you an entrepreneur?
I am.
So did you originally work a 9-to-5 job?
I did. I worked a 9-to-5 job for years, and I worked for a major cellular company for years, and I ended up getting laid off. And that's actually how I became an entrepreneur. I just took it upon myself and got a building and started my own business.
Okay. And what type of business do you have?
I have a hair salon. I own a hair salon.
Okay. Okay. And how long have you been in business?
I've been in business for 13 years.
Okay. So what made you, because that's a scary thought, right? So what made you go from a 9-to-5 working at a cellular company to starting your own business? Wasn't that like you really stepped out on faith? So how did you make that transition?
Well, the opportunity kind of fell in my lap, and I just took the opportunity and ran with it. I was the only person there. I didn't have anyone to work for me at the time, and I prayed about it, and it happened for me.
Okay. Okay.
I had to work really hard, and I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I said I had to work really hard to get to where I am. It wasn't easy, but I didn't have anyone to help me and show me the way, so I just took it upon myself and went with it.
Okay. Okay. Good. So you have a successful business. You've been in business for how long now?
13 years.
Okay. Well, congratulations on your business because I know it's scary to kind of jump out there and. You know, and in your business, it's almost like, okay, are these people going to come and get their hair done and people will cancel and I want this and I want that. So you have to be very customer service attitude type of person, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay. So being an entrepreneur, what has it taught you?
It taught me a lot about customer service and that I have to really be patient. That's one of the things. You have to really be patient. You have to understand people. You have to really, you know, I didn't used to be like a very friendly, personable person. I didn't talk a lot. That's what I'll say. But I have to with this job. I have to talk to people. I have to greet them. I have to make them feel comfortable when they come into my place of business. So I have to step out of my box and so I can make money.
Okay. This is going to sound funny, but will it be hard for you being in business for 13 years by yourself to go back to a 9-to-5 and take orders from someone else?
Personally, I've thought about it, not closing my business, but, you know, to work for someone else. I've thought about it. I think I can, but I really, in reality, I probably won't.
I would think that's hard.
I think it would be hard too because I come and go as I please. Since it was cold and rainy, I left early today and came home, and I couldn't do that if I had a 9 to 5. I would have to wait till it's time to get off work.
Yeah, and sometimes it's no such thing as a 9 to 5 anymore because people work over 40 hours, right?
Right.
So
yeah.
thank you so much for your input, and thank you for calling into the show. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. I appreciate it as well. Thank you.
Thank you. So, I would think that would be kind of hard for me. I don't know if, well, I've been 9 to 5 forever. Well, whatever, but it would probably be kind of hard for me. And now we're going through this journey with the Superstar Entertainment stuff. So even getting this off the ground is just really crazy with, you know, getting our business as an LLC and having people sign contracts so they would work exclusively with us. So I'm learning so much, and I'm also the booking agent. So I call places and try to get my artists booked. It's easier for me to do the DJs part, those two DJs that we have, and then trying to get people because they want to see. It's just a lot going on. There's so much competition, but this is our vision, so it's worth it. And you guys know who own business or who have owned businesses, you know how that works. So now we're talking about our career path. We got all our steps down pat about how we want to do our career path. And the first thing that we need to think about is our resume. I get so many resumes, you guys, that where do they get these resumes from? But I also get resumes that, like, are dynamic. So it all depends on the resumes. So people ask me, like,
hello?